This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Feed Forum Friday, we take a look at controlling feed cost and fine-tuning as best we can as we kick off the new year with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois. Mike?
Today's Feed Forum will be looking at fine-tuning our feeding program in 2019. And, Bill, there are several points listeners should be listening for. The first one, of course, is forage quality and form. Now, obviously, we're not going to be harvesting forages this time of the year, but certainly forages are one of the most economical sources of nutrients in the ration on dairy farms, and farmers control that. So we want to take a look at particle size and, of course, the standard device is the Penn State Shaker Box, looking at particle size. And we've changed our numbers a little bit. And the top box, we want to be somewhere between 2 and 8%. Historically, the number was slightly higher. And we dropped that down because of feed sorting and also because of getting a little higher dry matter intake. Another tool will be looking at fecal starch. Was asking how well do our cows utilize the starch coming from forages and grain stuffs. That number should be under 4.5% for optimal use. Another one is fermentation profiles, which reflect how well we pack the silage. We used a good inoculant, and we had a good fermentation. We're looking at such things as lactic acid over 5% for corn silage and pH under 4 and other parameters as well for other feedstuffs. The last one we should look at is kernel processing score, and that should be over 70% of the starch should be small enough to go through a pre-size screen. A second area to take a look at for fine-tuning will be looking at not shortchanging cows on feed intake. Right now, a pound of dry matter in Illinois is about 10 cents a pound, and those cows will convert that over to 2 pounds of milk, and that even with $15 milk, that makes 30 cents out for every 10 cents in. That's a pretty good deal. Also, right now, milk fat price is quite high at $2.54 a pound, so anything we can do to maintain high levels of components through feeding should be a plus. Another area to fine-tune will be feed additives. They are on the chopping blocks because we're always buying these things, but additives should return at least 2-to-1 benefit-to-cost ratio. For an example, Bill, if we feed sodium bicarb, which will cost me about 6 cents per cow per day, they should produce about 2.5 pounds to 3 pounds more milk. That results somewhere around 40 to 45 cents more income. So certainly 6 cents in, 45 cents out, that basically is a very good, about a 4-to-1 to 5-to-1 return on investment. We are recommending for feed additives for lactating cows, ionophores, silage inoculants, organic trace minerals, yeast products, and buffers would be economical choices. Certainly, some of our dairymen will be looking at mycotoxin binders because we're seeing more mycotoxins because of the growing conditions in various parts of here in the United States. Another area is to look at this as a dairy business. Feed costs represent over 50% of the cost to producing milk, and here are the four magic numbers, Bill. Number one, feed cost per pound of dry matter, ideally under 11 cents per pound of dry matter. Number two, feed cost for 100 pounds of milk, under $7. Income over feed cost, hopefully over $9. In a perfect world, it'd be 10, but I'm not sure our milk price is going to allow that. And fourthly, feed efficiency, trying to get over 1.4 pounds of 3.5 fat-corrected milk per pound of dry matter. Really good benchmarks. And the last one to discuss with our listeners, and that is heifer inventory. How many heifers do you really have to have? That will impact by your culling rate, expansion plans, and age of calving the first time. The heifer enterprise is not a profit center. Wisconsin research says it costs over $2,000 to raise a heifer, and right now the current market is under $1,200 for bred heifers. So we want to cull any extra heifers we don't have to use. We want to use genomic testing to find the best heifers and cows to make our next generation from, and using sex semen to get about a 90% return or estimation of heifers out of the good cows, and then using beef animals to the lower end. Take-home message: feed costs are controllable, and we need to fine-tune these as best we can for 2019. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. You have a great weekend, and Happy New Year. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois, joining us every Friday on our Feed Forum Friday here on Dairy Radio Now.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on our Milky Monday, we'll take a look at domestic and global dairy demand with analyst Matt Gould of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.